Hot FM in 60 minutes with Musa Kosana.
Indeed, on the line, I'm now joined in by Dr. Mfundo Nkosi, the Director for Public Participation in the Department of Cooperative Governance and Human Settlement and Traditional Affairs, also known as COCSTA. Dr. Nkosi joins us now in conversation. Dr. Della, good evening. Really appreciate you taking my call.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you yourself and the listeners.
Without a doubt, Doc, it's a pleasure for us to have you in conversation with us this evening. You know, as we welcome you into our studios, or in fact in the program this evening, we're excited about the topic, you know, that we're going to be having, because it does speak to, you know, this engagement and this public engagement that the Department of Cooperative Governance and Human Settlement Traditional Affairs is trying to bring forth. Let's talk more about you know, this particular app, Livile Mphakathi app. Just talk to us about what exactly is that particular new innovation that has hit them, but also let's talk about just maybe the many other things that are surrounding the app. Maybe let me allow you then to, you know, give us a synopsis of what Livile Mphakathi is, the app.
All right, thank you, Mr. Kusana. Livile Mphakathi is a citizen engagement mobile application which we have designed as the Department of Cooperative Governance and Human Settlement and Traditional Affairs. And this app is intended to connect citizens with their municipalities, which is the local government sphere of governance. And the primary goal of the app is to empower citizens to be able to report issues, but moreover, it is to allow the citizens to express their voices through the municipalities because to issues of service delivery. But the other function that the app also brings is the municipality also interact with citizens in terms of any announcements regarding service delivery blockages will be communicated through this app by the municipality's communication section. And also, the app also allows citizens to provide compliments and suggestions to their municipalities on various issues of service delivery in areas that need to be enhanced in terms of provision of services within local communities in the province.
Without a doubt. And it sounds exciting because it is definitely groundbreaking. I must say, Dogotela, that maybe, you know, now let's look into, you know, the offering then of the app, you know, what really inspired the creation or the conceptualization of this particular app?
Thank you, sir. Well, the inspiration behind the app is centered in the sense that as COCSTA, our mandate is to provide support and monitor municipalities in their ability to deliver services. So we had noted with concern, of course, as COCSTA, that there was a disconnection between citizens and municipalities in terms of the number of service delivery protests that we see around the province. And of course, those protests are centered around service delivery. So the app comes from a place whereby we want the voices of the citizens to be heard. We want the municipality to have real-time responses on issues that are filtered through by citizens and give citizens response, and we need to be able then to track these issues. And of course, through the data that comes in, it will then allow municipalities to have data-driven decision-making when it comes to the allocation of resources and strategic planning. Because as people report issues, the municipalities will be able to see this data coming through. And of course, this data going forward should be able to identify trends and gaps and areas that require specific interventions to improve service delivery. So that's what is the inspiration behind the application.
Without a doubt, and earlier you alluded to some of the mechanisms that could be used within the app. You spoke about just raising, service delivery concerns. Now, let's talk into issues of features. What would you say are some of the key features that are enshrined or, you know, embedded on the app?
So the main feature is the reporting of issues of service delivery, which is our way of unifying the way complaints are dealt with within the province. So all municipalities will be using the app to complement whatever systems already have in place. There is also a news feature and the announcement feature, which we want our comms within municipalities to communicate with the citizens on issues of council and other matters of importance. Public notices will be broadcast through the app, through the announcements and news features. And also the compliments and suggestions function. We didn't want to make the app only a complaints sort of an app. But if citizens have compliments for the work that has been done and suggestions, they will be able to utilize those functions. There's also a function of a service delivery survey that now citizens will be able to conduct the survey. Of course, the municipality will notify citizens when the survey is going to take place, but through the app, citizens will simply be able to notify, will be able to complete a survey, rather, on it from the comfort of their homes and complete the survey. And, of course, the municipality will be in position of the outcomes of those surveys, and those outcomes will be definitely used in terms of improving of service delivery within our municipality.
Got it, Dog. Dog, you know, one would say, well, Mpumalanga is described as a rural province. With that in mind, you know, obviously the interaction of apps is there, but at the very snail pace. How do you envisage the user interaction with, you know, this particular app, bearing in mind that, you know, we still have indigent lists within municipalities where predominantly it's occupied by the elderly? You know, what is then the conceptualization of the department in that front to say how would Abantu Abadala be using an app if they do not even have smartphones?
Yes. Yeah, of course, that's a reality that we face. And what we've done is we've incorporated a USSD feature, which works in collaboration with the app. And in that feature, we would have citizens that are not privileged to have smartphones, if I can put it like that, to use their non-smartphones to still engage with their municipalities. But I must highlight that it has limited features because it's a USSD function. So citizens that don't have smartphones will still be able to engage with their municipalities through the USSD feature. The number is *120*3117#, which will have accessible and available through our posters and digital material that will be sharing through the province. So we think that is one aspect that the elderly will come on board and utilize this initiative that will come with. But definitely we do acknowledge that there are shortcomings in that regard, that they might be part of our citizens that might not be privileged with smartphones.
Without a doubt, before I wrap up with you, I'd like us to maybe touch on two issues. But firstly, is the issue of safety. I mean, we're living in a digitized world here, but we can rule out the susceptibility of users to fraud stuff online. How safe is the app when it comes to all those issues, and also with obviously the privacy and Poppy Act being in place? You know, how have you covered your end there? And maybe lastly, before I let you go on still on the issue of accessibility, let's touch on, is then the app readily available on all the Play Stores and Google stores, or the app purchasing stores, is it there?
Oh, yes. So we have the the app available on both iOS stores for the Apple users on the iOS store, and for Android users, it's available on the Play Store. And then in terms of issues of security, the Google Play Store that is for Android users, so it's available, it's accessible, and we encourage citizens of the province to download it, create a profile, and we will be sharing the user guide so that citizens can get familiar with the app. In terms of security, there's two aspects of the security that we that we're dealing with. So in terms of the data that is in transit, this is now from the app to our back office. We've encrypted it, and it is safe and secure. And then when we look at the other aspect of data security, which is data address, this is where we store it and we save it, and the municipality then is able to be identified so they can process the complaints that are recorded. So throughout that whole process, the data is encrypted, and citizens must have no fear on privacy. It's secure. Issues of reporting an issue remains anonymous. The municipality will never know who has reported an issue. And we definitely, the way we transit the data through the app to our back office and to our service is definitely in compliance with the PR Act.
Without a doubt. Doc, really appreciate you having come this evening, and all the best. I know that tomorrow at the Hive of Activities, at the official launch of this particular app, we wish you well, and together with your team in the department, all the best. It's such a groundbreaking initiative led by Cox Bay in this front.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Without a doubt. There you have it. It's Dr. Mfundo Nkosi of the Department of COCTA. He's the Director for Public Participation there in the Department of COCTA, talking to us about this groundbreaking innovation that has come on and hit the department. And I like it. It does speak to the bigger things that the department wants to achieve. And well, we wish them well in that front. And we hope that, may they yield the benefits they envisage that are there through this app. And obviously, the centralization of communication, I think it works, because many municipalities in this province are slacking behind in terms of communicating the work that they are doing. And that obviously does somewhat have a serious impact on, obviously, the residents and citizens of those municipalities, because municipalities or citizens are not privy to what government is doing in that area, and that's resulting to many of some of the service delivery approaches that we see being led across daily in this province. And remember, this broadcast was proudly brought to you by the Mpumalanga Office of the Premier. Let's go, Mpumalanga.